Amen.
Amen. Happy hump day. We're closing in on spring break a week and one day from today. So, hey, we do senior witnesses throughout the second semester where we ask seniors to share about what God's been doing in their lives. And we do that every second semester, but also what we do second semester is we invite alumni, Hope alumni, to come back and do kind of a alumni witness. And that's what's going to happen today. Travis Williams is a Hope graduate, 1998, biology major. And Travis now is the executive director of the Outdoor Discovery Center, Macatawa Greenway. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Right here in Holland. So Travis is going to share a little about what he is doing right now. So would you welcome Travis Williams to the podium?
It's depressingly easy to find examples of abuse and neglect on our beautiful, fragile planet. We seek to restore and preserve this good gift, not only for us, but for our neighbors and the coming generations. We explore our environment and learn through it to better understand ourselves, our habitats, and the creatures with whom we share this splendid spot of Earth. In the woodlands, across the meadows, upon the waters, we find inspiration to breathe deeply, to contemplate anew, to spark an unquenchable thirst for wonder and inquiry. Our mission is to connect people, land, and nature. Through design thinking, we align our community to the extraordinary ecosystem in which we live and learn, work, and play. We are making an impact. We're cleaning up watersheds through our groundbreaking Project Clarity. We're expanding greenways and green spaces, preserving land for future generations. We're providing an innovative campus without walls for Little Hawks Discovery Preschool and Stream School. We're engaging more than 40,000 participants each year in our far-ranging program. We're Outdoor Discovery Center in Macatawa Greenway. Share our passion. Ignite our community's commitment to conservation, education, recreation, and sustainability.
Good morning. What have you done to change the world? I've come to chapel today to challenge you. I want you to imagine changing our world. What does that look like for you? I know you're all gifted and idealistic enough to imagine this, and I strongly suspect that many of you are already dreaming and thinking and planning the ways that you're going to change the world. Whatever you're thinking, I hope you're dreaming, and I hope you're dreaming big. Hope College students are wired to be world changers. I walked on this campus in 1994 with a goal of playing football, getting a biology degree, and going out and working in the environmental field, and I was going to change the world. I was also a little naive and lacked a little bit of perspective. I'm going to be real transparent with you and tell you that I didn't come to Hope College with grand ambitions about exploring beliefs of faith and learning and how to connect my Christian beliefs and values and practices to the discipline I was studying or the career I was pondering. I did grow up with a passion for the outdoors and a deep interest in the environment, but I also grew up with an active faith in God. But I never really felt the need to think about these two values at any one time. And I would say that I never really thought about too many things at one time back in those days. And today, a little bit older, maybe a little slower, and hopefully a little wiser, I find the need for perspective to be more commonplace in my life. My choice to work in the natural sciences certainly forces me at times to turn to both my faith and my science backgrounds to answer questions and gain perspective. Science, at its very core, stands on the foundation of facts. It doesn't always have the answer. It's not always clear, and science is really about a process of understanding, and it's as much about failure as it is about success. My faith is part of a process as well. One of my most memorable moments in my faith journey occurred right here on this campus. I was part of a group of football players that was in a men's group with then the dean of the chapel, Ben Patterson. And in this group, we studied a lot of things, but one of the things that we studied very deeply was the notion of free will. Being a faithful follower of Christ does not mean that there is a map or a plan that was preconceived for each of us. Rather, we have free choice, free will. It is in that choice that we define our faith journey, and without choice, well, life is kind of without meaning. Our considered choices in the evolutionary journey of humanity that we are on help define our faith and help define that journey for us. Now, I'm not going to stand here today and tell you that I believe everything in the Bible is literally true. I think it needs interpretation and perspective, and I've heard numerous theologians provide various interpretations on biblical passages over the years. I'm sure you have as well. And yes, I did just say that. Maybe our religious faith, like science, needs a little context, a little interpretation, and a little perspective. But that's okay. A world without interpretation and perspective is not one that I care to live in. Books written by human beings and the lives lived by those human beings are always going to need a little bit of perspective. And we must be able to place a lens over our lives, not one that simply benefits our inner desires, but one that can serve as a light or a lamp that can be a guide to us and help us explore, discover, question, learn, and ultimately live out a rich life of love, compassion, understanding, and hope. God made us in His image and gave us a gift of not only life, but of choice. So like every human being, I have gone through my life with many struggles. And one long-standing struggle I've had, and a very elementary one I will admit, where I have struggled with my faith and science journey, is in the story of Noah's Ark. And ever since I was a young child, I have struggled with this, and I continue to today when I read it in the Bible. You know where I'm going with this? So Noah has this great big boat that he builds, and he's going to put two of every animal on this boat, every animal, predator and prey, together on a boat, and no one gets eaten? My science knowledge challenges my perspective on this Bible story, but my questioning of this passage does not mean that I'm a bad Christian or that I lack faith. It simply denotes that I am, like many others, like maybe you, wrestling with my journey, a journey that must be guided by perspective. Do something with me for a minute. Hold your hand up. Can you cover me up with your hand? Which is bigger, your hand or me? You see, there's a bigger story at play here. Perspective aids in that story, and a full and rich life is one that's made up of many stories, just like the Bible, many chapters. And we have to make choices within those stories, choices to believe that the hand is bigger than the person or that the person is bigger than the hand. And depending on your perspective and the answer and the choice, it may differ. There is so much wonder and beauty and awe in nature. The environment gives us so many unanswered questions. Science helps us answer those questions. Science helps give us perspective. My time here at Hope College granted me a great gift because not only did it teach me how to use my science and answer questions, it also taught me how to have faith and belief. And those two can go together. It gave me a philosophy and a foundation for my chosen work at the Outdoor Discovery Center. And in my faith journey, I see the world as a gift from God. The gift of the land, the trees, the water, and the very things that give us life. I see the environment as a resource I cannot live without and a gift that must be cared for. Just as in the book of Genesis, it teaches us that we are made in the image of God so that we can care for His creation. My science knowledge tells me that although I can hold my hand up and cover many of you up, it doesn't mean my hand is bigger than you. My knowledge and the faith have to work together. For me, living out the mission of my organization and my work is how I seek to live out my faith in words and in deeds, imperfectly for sure, and yet knowing that the vision we have for our work in this little corner of creation we're in is a vision that is in harmony with building up the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. I appreciate the many nature-focused passages in the Bible, and there are many, and I'm not going to start quoting them off to you today. But I also enjoy reading about the application of God's Word, because to me, in my experience, it's in the application that the real work is being done. Thomas S. Munson, who leads a large, non-reformed religious enterprise in Salt Lake City, Utah, he once wrote that God left the world unfinished for man to work his skill upon. He left the electricity in the cloud, the oil in the earth. He left the rivers unbridged and the forests unfelled and the cities unbuilt. God gives to man the challenge of raw materials, not the ease of the finished things. He leaves the pictures unpainted and the music unsung and the problems unsolved, that man might know the joys and glories of creation. Yes, the joys and glories of creation are abound. And I believe that the stewardship of the gifts of God provides us in creation and through our enlightened service to one another is a great starting point for connecting our faith with environmental action. It is more than just being a steward. It is doing the work of God. Now, I don't know what each of you is preparing to do as you leave here once you graduate and move on, but I encourage all of you to be good stewards of the beauty of God's world. More than ever today, more than ever, we need you to be champions for creation in your generation, but also for the generations that are to follow you. As Oliver Goldsmith, an 18th century Irish writer, once wrote, "You can preach a better sermon with your life than with your lips." So live, Hope College friends, please live your deepest commitments with authenticity and fervor. And at a minimum, you will change the direction and destiny of your own life. And quite possibly, you will find out that you can change the world as well. I have two final questions I want to leave you with. One, what are you going to do to change the world? And two, when are you going to get started? May God bless you on your journey.